Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, and the laws of impurity of Tzaras, in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. We continue the theme of the previous parakim. That is, we said in the first parak regarding there's three simanei tumah in the Baharis of the Nega, which in the parak Beis and parak Gimel we spoke about two of them. And in this parak we discussed the third one, that is of Hapisyon, regarding that of expanding, and how that relates to the other simanei tumah. As Rami gives halacha alf regarding this fact that expansion contaminates. Hapisoyin mitam b'choshu, the expansion of the nega, that is a contaminant in however minute that is. V'hu sheyia pisoyin me'echem imaris hanegon. But it has to be that the expansion has to be one of the four shades of the nega, as we had said already in Perek Av, it doesn't make a difference, they combine, as long as it's expanding in one of those four shades. Aval moya pisoyin mari boyak. But let's say the nega, this white affliction, expands, but it's a color of boyak, which is lesser, darker than any one of the four shades, then in the pisoyin, that's not considered the nega expanding, and there won't be a similar tuma. Moreover, another criterion is ve'inah pesoyin simet tuma. The expansion is not considered a sign of tuma actually yifseh chutz lanega until it expands beyond from without of the nega. Avlam pasul l'teicha nega, but if it extends inside of the nega, then that reyu k'mayshay then is going to remain as it always was. As Raman says, ketzah house. So how does it extend within? Is let's say you have a beharis. You have a one of the four shades of a nega ubeteicha baster chai, and inside you have raw flesh, meaning not with a nega. That's paches mekadosha, less than the size of a lentil, because of the size of a lentil, it's already a similar tumah. But less than the size of a lentil. Vizgiro, okay, so they put him in quarantine. It's just a nega without one of the simani tumah. B'sefer shavu, at the end of the week, nismata hamichim emashal he says now that raw flesh is less than that what it started off with. In other words, the beharis has taken over that real estate, or the raw flesh has totally disappeared. So because the nega has taken over that, so it expanded, ain't it persoin that does not qualify for the symptom of expansion. Sheina Beharis Paisla, because the Beharis is not considered extending inside only if it extends outside. Halacha base. Ain't a persoin sumatuma. Moreover, Pisain is not considered a sign of tuma, achia achar hezger. Unlike the other two simon that we mentioned, only if it was after quarantine. But let's say this is the first time that he's coming, and the kohen sees the nega, he sees it getting bigger as he's watching it for the first time. In the machlitoi, he's not going to be able to confirm him as a mitzvah. Rather, he quarantines him until the end of the first week. Then he sees it extend from the last time that he saw it. Then it's going to be confirmed as a tumah of tzaras. Moreover, halacha gimel, in the beharis paisa, the beharis is not considered extending, neither if it's going into that of a boil, not into a burn. So even though it's going beyond itself, but it's not going into regular healthy flesh, it's going into a boil or to a burn, that does not qualify as extension. Neither does it work for the healed flesh of a boil or the healed flesh of a burn. And doesn't help if it extends into the hair on the head or into that of the beard. And that's even if the hair actually on the head or the chin actually has fallen out. Krishnamit says in the Pasig in Yikra, if impossible sifsa mespachas ba'or, it only says that if the nega is going to extend into the skin, and all these things don't qualify as ar, they either have hair over there, or there are other types of things, not skin, there are boils or heel or other types of burn. Now, of a beharish apostle techa bayak, but if let's say the beharish, the nega extends into what's called bayak, which even though it's discolored, but it's darker than one of the four shades of a nega, then that raises a pesoin. For this, the bike would not be considered as a nega, it would be considered like regular or basar, the skin of the flesh, and then it would be considered of extension. Halacha dalak. Hashchin, a boil, v'amichva, and a burn, v'aboyik, and this boyak, which is, again, a darker discoloration. U'michyas hashchin, u'michyas amichva, and the healed skin of a boil, or the healed skin of a burn. Where they separate, they get in the way between the original nega and the extension. So it did extend, but there's something in between them. So then that's not going to be a sign of tumah. It has to be a contiguous extension. Now let's say his giroi v'holchalam. So let's say they put in a quarantine and they disappear. Now that you see the extension is actually near the original, okay, there's a mukhlat. So now ultimately it is there. And it's contiguous, and therefore it's going to be confirmed as a mitzayir. Halacha hey continues regarding this idea of expansion versus contraction. Beharis kigris. Let's say there's a beharis, which is exactly the minimum size of that of a bean. Ufasasa kechatzi gris void. And it expanded like the size of a half a bean and a little bit more than that. But then, vahalach min ha'oim, then on the other side, however, the original nega actually got smaller kechatzi gris, like the size of a half a bean. So the ultimate sum total is that it did expand by that little bit more of the void. Because it expanded a half a gris and more on one side, but on the other side, the original actually got smaller by a half a gris. So, although the sum total of the original nega with the extension, ultimately by losing a half and gaining half, and the gaining was a little bit more than half, so you can have yosem mika gris, ultimately at the end of the day, it expanded a little bit more than the gris, still, hareh zeh tar. It's actually going to be tar. The reason for that is because the original nega has been diminished and it didn't retain its original measurement, so it's like as if it's not even there. So therefore, the extension is not going to combine with what's left over to supplement it because the new one itself is not a gris, and the old one lost its original gris, and therefore that would not qualify as the halacha of extension, of expansion of the halacha of pesayin. Let's say hoisik a gris. Let's say it was the size of a bean. Ufasa kegris v'ayit and expanded another bean and a little bit more. But now the original nega actually, where that used to be, when they put him in the quarantine and they come back, that original one's not even there. So turn over to you have to look at it as if it's a new nega, because the old one was removed, and now you have a new one, which does have a large amount, which is enough of its own nega, but it's a new thing. So therefore, be yaskir shabuah hashabuah. So therefore, you put him in the quarantine for 1 week after another week. In other words, it's not considered as if there was already 1 week and you're maxed out after two, and you'll be able to have three, because you can have 2 new weeks, because it's considered as a new nega. Let's say it had a nega. Okay, but it didn't have simani tumah yet, so you put him in the quarantine. And then at the end of the week of quarantine, they check him out, and that nega is not there anymore. Then, after that, the beharis comes back in the original place as it was the first time. So then it is as it was. In other words, we don't treat it like a new nega that, okay, it's going to have 2 quarantines. Rather, it's going to be sufficient with 1 more week of quarantine where we're talking about the kohen didn't yet let him go before it came back. So it didn't like release him. It came back. So I said, okay, so it's back to the original state. So we'll give you another week. Now, let's say nismata b'toichim ehezger. Let's say during the days of quarantine, it got less. But then it expanded. And then it came back to as it originally was after the quarantine. It came back to as it originally was. Or let's say actually during the days of Hezker it expanded. But then the expansion diminished. And then it went back to as it was at the end of the quarantine. So how is it Yasker? So then you're going to put him to quarantine if it's at the end of the first week. Or you let him go if this happened at the end of the second week, which the Rambam is coming to tell us that that's not considered expansion at all, and it's like as if the nega never changed, because whether it went down or went back up or went up or went back down, ultimately it was as it was, and therefore it's like nothing changed. Halacha vav, beharis kegris, if there's a nega the size of a bean, ufasa kegris, and it expanded the size of a gris, so that's expansion, that's one of the 3 signs of Tumah, so they made him a mitzara mochad, a confirmed mitzara, and benaylad. And then it developed, after it expanded and he was confirmed as a Metzaira, it developed Bapei Sayin in the part that it expanded. It developed a Michya, a healed flesh, Oyseir Lavan, or white hair. And then the Hochala Oim, then the original Nega actually disappeared. So Tera Betchilis, you have to look at it again from the beginning, as if it's a new Nega. The Kohen has to contemplate to see if it has signs of Tuma, because the original has disappeared. So you look at it as if it's a new thing. Now, by beharis kegris v'izgiri. If I had a beharis the size of a gris and they put it into quarantine, and b'seif hashavua, and at the end of the week, v'adahi kesel, it's the size of a sela, which is much larger. Now, but suffix shehihi, but there's a doubt now, they don't know, is this the original spot, and it expanded to the size of a coin that's a sela, and therefore it's tame, because it expanded? Or suffix shehacheris patachteh, maybe we're not sure, maybe actually it's a new one that came in place of it. Maybe the original actually disappeared, and this is something new. And therefore, it would have to be now a quarantine because you would start all over again. So the day of Allah is a tummy, it's going to be considered as tummy when we have the situation of Safik and we will treat it as if it expanded. Halacha Zayin. Baharis kegris. If there's a nega the size of a gris, and there's a string coming out of it. Meaning, you have like a size of a bin and then you have a little strand of this nega coming out. So if it has a whiff that could hold two hairs, so that requires it, let's say your lovan or the pisayan, that it could enter into the halacha of if it develops two white hairs or for expansion, because that's for expansion you need even just a kol shu, and two white hairs needs to have that space of to be able to develop. But you're not going to be able to have in that little strand that comes out the halacha of tuma, of one of the three signs of tuma, of healed flesh, because that can't be in such a narrow area. And the reason that is, shein hamichya simen tuma, because the halacha of healed flesh is not a sign of tuma inside the nega, achat taka for eitzah beheres, until the nega surrounds it. And the yibin seif hamichya beseif beheres, and it has to be an area between the edge of the healed flesh and the edge of the nega which surrounds it, has to be at least a reich of tzmicha shteisar, has to be a width of where it could sprout two hairs. So not just that it itself could be in that area, it has to have around it as such a perimeter. And you don't have that if it only has itself, that whole strip, only has a space, a width of two hairs. Let's say there were two negayim, and there was a strand going from one to the next. So if that strand has a width of two hairs, so mitzarven, then it combines them. But if not, mitzarven, it's not going to combine them, it's considered as two different baharis. Now Rambam continues regarding if there are changes to the signs of tuma, and here the Rambam discusses when that happens to someone who is tar. So let's say he's giroi shavua chashavua. Let's say they put him in quarantine 1 week after another week, and they never developed the sign of tuma. So ufa tar, so let him go. Didn't expand. Didn't have two white hairs. Didn't have raw flesh. Ula acha patar. But then after he was let go, pasah nega kosher. Then the nega expanded even a little bit. Oh, here's a mukhlet. Again, he's confirmed. He had the nega, and now one of the simen tuma develops. Halacha hey, baharish tahara mitoch hezker. If there was a baharis that was purified from quarantine, meaning, again, like we said, it was quarantined 2 weeks, nothing developed, or even if it's purified from, he was a confirmed tzair, where shahoch men simonei tuma, but the signs of tuma left, so now he's tar, emas girin ba la'ilam. If, let's say, develops simonei tuma in that nega, for example, let's say it expands, or has white hairs or raw flesh, which generally that's the halacha of that you confirm as a mitzayra. This halacha, you're not going to have quarantine ever again. Then we're going to confirm, as we said in the previous halacha, as achlata, but this doesn't develop ever a situation of hezger if it had it and it purified. It doesn't go back into hezger. So now halacha tes baharis. If there's a nega, which we're talking about, as the rabbi explains, it has exactly the size of a gris. Shekonsa acharpatar, where it got smaller after he was let go. Ufasal k'mesha aisa, but then it expanded to how it originally was. Now, and this is before he's let go. Oi, shepasa, or it expanded, and then mechazal k'mesha aisa, went back to what it originally was. So hadihu b'tar aisa, he retains his tahara. Meaning, although we said in the previous halacha that expansion after he's let go will be metame, that's only if the nega got bigger than it was when he was let go. But here, it's not, because it got smaller and then it got bigger again. So the fact that it got bigger is not going to make him tame, he's going to retain his tahara of having been let go. Halacha Yud discusses regarding the change of the sign of tumah, not regarding a tar, but regarding someone who actually is a confirmed mitzera. Baharis kegris, if there's a nega the size of a gris, uva michi kadosha, and inside of it has raw flesh the size of a lentil, which it itself makes a confirmed mitzayra. And maseir lovim teich michi, and there's also white hairs inside the raw flesh. So vechlitoi, so they confirm him as a mitzayra, because actually he has two signs of tumah. One is the raw flesh, one's the white hairs. Ula acha hechla, but after he was confirmed as a mitzayra, hocha michi, the raw flesh actually disappeared. Now, what happened was is that the nega expanded inwards. So it comes out that now the white hairs are inside the baharis. So tamim they say love and says tamim because of the white hairs, where the raw flesh is considered as part of the nega. So it's not a problem as if the white hairs were there before the nega itself. Now let's say halacha seir love, and let's say the white hairs disappear. So the tamim nemichi then still tamim because of the raw flesh. Let's say halacha seir love and betecha baharis of halacha. Let's say the white hairs were not inside the michya, but rather was inside the nega itself, and then it disappeared. So then tamim nei michya here also, you retain the tum because of the raw flesh. And halacha michya, if the raw flesh disappeared, then the tumim nei seilav, and he's still tum because of the white hairs. Lachid aleph, baharis. There's a nega. Uva michya, and his raw flesh. Ufisayin, an expansion. In other words, after he was quarantined, he ended up finding two simani tumah because it developed raw flesh. And it also expanded. So then, let's say holcha mechi, let's say the raw flesh disappears. Okay, tamenei pisayin, he's still tamenei because it expanded. Halacha pisayin, let's say the expansion disappears. Well, tamenei mechi, then it's still tamenei because of the raw flesh. And mechi meseir love, and pisayin, the same thing we said in this halacha in the previous one would apply. If, let's say you have two white hairs, an expansion. Again, if either one of them disappears, you're still tamenei because of the other one. Now the Ram continues. If, let's say, hechlite beseir love, let's say he was confirmed as a metzera with white hairs. And then the white hairs disappeared. The mechazeh beiseir lavanacha. Then it get back other two white hairs. Oy shanoldu lemichya pesayin. Let's say develops one of the other signs of tuma, expansion or raw flesh. Oy or shechlita bemichya. Or let's say he was confirmed as mitzayra because of the raw flesh, and then mahalcha michya. Then the raw flesh disappeared. But vanoldu michya acheres. We developed another raw flesh. Oy seir lavan or pesayin, or whether it develops white hairs or that of the expansion. Or let's say it was confirmed as a mitzvah because of the expansion, but then the expansion disappeared. But the mechazeh b'pesayin developed a different expansion. Or shenol d'bamichya, I say 11, or developed one of the other simanim tumah that have raw flesh or white hairs. Harezeb tumasi k'mayshahay. All these cases is that the person he retains his tumah, which he was confirmed as he was, and meaning that you don't have to go be evaluated by the kohen again. Because ultimately, you're really back to square one, which you were already confirmed with one of the Siman HaTumah, and you got back a new Siman HaTumah. Now, Echad HaTameh Shehochel B'Tchila, whether a Tameh person, which he's just being confirmed right now, or Shehochel B'Seiv, meaning initially, when he's first seen, or Shehochel B'Seiv Shavu Rishin, B'Seiv Shavu Rishin, or he's confirmed as a Mitzar at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, or Yachar B'Torah, after he was already released, as we spoke about some of those cases, Hoyel B'Hochel Mekom Malkom, ultimately, since he was confirmed as a Mitzar, Ein Netar is not going to be considered as Tar. Actually, shor by siman tuma, until he doesn't retain any of the signs of tuma, loy siman hechlet, meaning neither that which he could be initially confirmed right away, that of let's say the raw flesh or the white hairs, but loy siman achor, not any other sign, meaning that of let's say expansion, which is not an initial sign of tuma, it's only after quarantine. But be that as it may, whichever one it is, he has to be without any of the simanei tuma, and only then would he be considered as tar.